For the December PAX Research and Care, today's date is 08-07-2025. Dictation is for Miss Maria Casas. Casas spells C-A-S-A-S. Maria spells M-A-R-I-A. Date of birth is 11-24-1966. This is a 58-year-old female here for follow-up period. Patient has a history of bilateral rotator cuff tear. Is scheduled to have surgical repair. Correction. Patient has a history of multiple history of pain at multiple sites after a motor vehicle accident in earlier this year. Most recently, she had an MRI completed, which revealed bilateral rotator cuff tear. She was sent to a specialist to address this findings. She indicated a specialist gave her gabapentin and advised her that that medication should fix or issue period. She indicated that the provider appears to have been in a rush, and he spent less than 5 minutes with her. She also stated the provider was running late, and he had a waiting room full of patient period. She also indicated that she continues to suffer from pain as a result of the multiple contusions she experienced in the traffic. Her pain includes traumatic headache, which continues on and off. She says she continues to have weakness in her upper extremities and lower extremities. She indicated that her right shoulder is getting worse. She said she is having extreme difficulty abducting her right shoulder. And when she cooks at home, she is experiencing significant pain when she stirs her pot, period. She says she's unable to lift anything, period. Patient indicated she was undergoing physical therapy, but the therapy was making her pain in her shoulder worse, period. Says she continues to have approximately 7 or 8 of 10 pain in her shoulder and upper extremities. Says she has no headache at the moment, but whenever it comes, it's sometimes debilitating, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, review systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert, oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 95%. Room air blood pressure is 114/78, pulse 101, respiration 18, temperature 98.1. Period. Next paragraph, right shoulder decrease range of motion, namely abduction, internal rotation, external rotation. She has diffuse tenderness and palpation in her right upper and right bilateral right upper extremities. Period. She has some tenderness in the region of her right leg along the lateral surface. She has full range of motion with what she described as mild discomfort with flexion, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion with mild discomfort of range of motion in all fields. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, abdomen is non-distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, The neuro alert oriented times 3 cranial nerves, 2 tenders, normal motor and sensory functions, and normal mood and effect in normal period. S bar graph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is bilateral rotator cuff. Number 2 is chronic shoulder pain. Number 3 is contusions, multiple sites. Number 4. Upper extremity weakness bilaterally. Number 5. Right lower extremity pain / discomfort / weakness. Next paragraph. Patient was reassured. She was advised to follow up with the new orthopedic specialist I gave and to come back on the 11th so we can reassess her. Readiness to return to full or modified duties, period. She says she understands and will comply. She was advised to continue medication she has at home. Come back to the clinic earlier if she's worse. End of dictation.